Sachem Perek Dalad Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Melacha Shehischol Ba Kodem Lar Basar. All Melacha that one started before the 14th of Nisan, Gomer Bar Basar. He can finish it on the 14th of Nisan. The Rav explains that we're dealing with a Melacha that's Letzorech Hamoed. If he started it before the 14th, he can finish it on the 14th, even if it's a place that the minig was not to do malacha. The exception that you're allowed to do malacha in a minig where the place was not to do malacha is if you started the malacha beforehand. Finishing the malacha on Yudalad can be done even in a place where the minig is not to do the malacha. But that's only regarding something that's for the needs of the moed. But if your stam started a malacha before yontif, and the malacha that you're doing has nothing to do with yontif, it's not needed for yontif, what you're trying to do. So therefore it depends. If it's a place where the minig is that you're allowed to do malacha, you can finish it. But if it's a place where the minig is not to do malacha, even if you started before you dalid, you cannot finish it. And the Mishnah continues, Avalo yaschel ba batchila bar basar, afal pishayachal agoyma. But whatever it is, do not start your work on the 14th, even if you can finish it before chatzos. Nevertheless, one shouldn't start work then. V'chachamim maimrim, sholosh umonius osin malacha v'arbe psachim man chatzos. Chachamim say that there were three craftsmen, trades, that would do their malacha erev Pesach and chatzos. Erev Pesach before Chatzos had a din like Chol HaMoed, we see, but a little bit more mekel. Ve'elu hein, hachayotim, so tailors. The Rav says because since tailors is not really a mice uman that a regular simple person can tailor garments, and therefore they can do simple tailoring on Chol HaMoed if the need arises. So too, they were mekel even by craftsmen, even by tailors themselves, to do this on Yudalad before Chatzos. Hasaparm v'hakoivsin, and also barbers and launderers, laundromats, because we do find kulas by this if a person is coming from Medinas Hayam or Yotzmi Beis Asurin Lo Aleinu. So these people on Chol HaMoed are allowed to get haircuts and do laundry, specifically these people. So therefore, we were also mekel on Yudalad to have professionals be able to do this. Rabbi Yossi Behuda Omer Af HaRatzanim. Rabbi Yossi Behuda says even the Ratzanim, even the shoemakers, and it's mashal from Tiferes Yisrael that they're even allowed to make shoes on Yudalad. Why? Because we found a similar kula, the people that were Ole Regel, I guess their shoes weren't in such good shape, so they allowed on Chol HaMoed to have their shoes fixed by the shoemakers. So therefore, because we see some type of kula out there for that, Rabbi Yossi Behuda held that we're even allowed to have these ratzanim open shop and do work for shoes. Sounds like even the beginning of the shoemaking or whatever they would do, Erev Pesach. The Chum didn't hold to this. The Chum said, you can't learn just having a guy work on a shoe to begin with from the case when the Oli Regolim just had to fix their shoes. Because making a new shoe is a totally different thing than just fixing a shoe that they would allow in Chol HaMoed. And therefore the Chum did not hold like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Gabi the Ratzonim. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chachamim.